With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As spring came to an end, a lot of the teams are kind of gathering together now and putting the final touches on for summer camps, workouts. One of the programs that is going to be wearing that crown kind of heavy as the season begins is West Broward, defending district champions in 7A, a program that plays tremendous defense, runs a wing T on the offensive side. Head coach Monty Dilworth and his Fear the Wing offense. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on a great season.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
I know that.
I really do.
And you know, Coach, I mean, people say, wow, that school's like at the edge of the earth. I mean, you know, I mean, where are you getting kids? I mean, how are they doing this? Those communities grow, and we see that. I mean, we see it up like in the northern part with Vieira and places like Ponte Vedra, where you get a community and it continues to grow and you get a couple of hundred thousand. And before you know it, it's a thriving area. Pembroke Pines is like that. And you're beneficiary of some pretty decent athletes that go to your school. We'll talk about how, you know, I mean, I know how the program began, but since you've taken over the last few years, how you advanced that?
Well, the main thing, Larry, is we have a family atmosphere. We've had a group of seniors that I want to give a shout out to that's been there for 4 years. We preach about loyalty, and these guys have been there since day one. They've seen the program go up, they've seen the program go in the middle, and they've seen the program win a championship. So they will go out as the most winningest class in West Broward history.
Nice.
So those guys have been loyal. They've been in the program. They understand the system. And that's one thing that's one thing that's good at West Broward. We have kids that have been in the system, and they understand it, and they're able to go fast, and we're able to make great adjustments.
You know, when you talk about, you know, just developing a program and starting it, a lot of people say, oh, well, you just have to roll out the ball. And it's not like that. I mean, you have to set up things. You have to set up, you know, lifting. You have to do conditioning. I mean, it's a year-round deal now. I mean, you just can't let it lapse. That's important. And I don't think a lot of people understand that from a head football coach. I mean, with all that you have to do is to try to showcase the kids and get them in the school, to teaching them and coaching them and developing them and getting them stronger. You know, it's a lot. Talk about that, because this being your initial head coaching job, I mean, you've been around a lot of people all your life that have shown you the way, but until you're in that position, you really don't know.
Well, yeah, you have to basically have a program set up. You know, I'm the type of coach, I believe in my kids playing all sports,
right?
Not just focusing on one, because, you know, you got coaches out there like Urban Meyer that wants to see athletes. What does he do besides play football? That's one of the main things I try to instill in my kids. Be well-rounded. But while we're being well-rounded, we have a system set up where we have a weight training program in our school where my principal gave me that, what we call the class. That's what I call it, the class, weight room class. So these guys are able to work out, train, lift weights, do conditioning before they go out to the other sports. So we're on top of the weight room 90% of the year. Like this week, we took a week off before we get ready for our grueling camp. So we're consistently working out while other kids are playing other sports, and also just making a mark so they could be successful with other things.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I try to preach, where I don't want them to get burned out in football, because you can burn out. I have a lot of guys that run track, because, you know, I'm also a track coach.
Sure.
And I believe speed kills. So, hey, we try to get out and, you know, get their minds set up where they don't always say football, football, football. Just be an athlete.
Right. Right. Monty Dilworth joining us, head coach at West Broward. The thing, too, is you, like I said, you come from a football background. You come from a football area. You grew up in Alabama. I mean, right in the, you know, right in the shadows of Bryant Denny Stadium. And you learned the passion of football there. But you also had an opportunity to spend a lot of years in South Florida, in Miami-Dade as well. Talk about those experiences and how you've taken everything, you know, back from the Alabama days all the way to where you are now, and worked it to your benefit?
Well, for the Alabama days, a lot of it comes from my grandfather. And my grandfather was a Negro League baseball coach. He worked continuously with young men, and he always told me, if you're going to coach young men, whatever you do, give 110%, don't do it at all. So that's been instilled in me since I've been coaching. I mean, ever since I started coaching in Georgia and moved to South Florida, that's been instilled in me. Working with guys like Coach Billy Rowe was a great experience, because Coach also taught me how to be what I call a people's coach, a people's person.
Right.
You know, you got to be able to, the kids got to be able to come to you and talk to you about any, you know, talk to you about life endeavors, not just football, but what's going on at the house. And I feel that if a kid trusts you, then that's when they're going to give you all, because you're more of a father figure. That's why I try to keep my coaching staff as father figures, not just coaches, where, you know, they see men of structure.
And you know, Monty, in these days, especially, you know, with the times we're living in, with the tragedy at Parkland and with Douglas High School and things like that, I mean, you just never know about kids. I mean, and you have to also, that's an added dimension for you, too. You have to be kind of there. Like you said, your door's always open. I mean, you can't, I mean, and that's important. I know there's so many, there's one teacher, one coach per dozens and dozens of kids, but like yourself, you have to have that open door policy. If somebody has, you never know what these kids are thinking or what, you know, and you want to know them, maybe you could help them. Am I right in thinking that way?
Yes, definitely. I really believe you're right. And now, since, you know, like, I'm a father now, so it's even more enhanced. Well, I want that kid to know I'm there for him. I'm going to give him everything I got. Like, when a college recruit comes in, I'm going to give you 110% to make sure you're sold to that college. Now, one thing a lot of people don't understand, regardless of what a high school coach does, it's still up to that college coach to make that decision.
Right, right.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll tell you something else, too, because you're old school in a lot of ways. I know people out there who love offenses. Now, you run the single wing, which is something out of, you know, like history. I'm wiping the dust off my thing, but there's a lot of people. I mean, but you know what? It's funny, because I followed a lot of the people that you follow, and it's a huge community. I mean, not so much in Florida, but everywhere else in the country. Talk about that offense and why it's so productive for you and why it's such a productive offense.
Well, like, back in the day when I get back to West Broward, we had a quarterback. We had a pretty good situation. It came to a point where we were struggling my first year as the head coach. And my defensive coordinator, we sat down and we just had a conversation about, you know, like, what can we do? So he sent me an idea. And the idea, I've known about this offense forever, because I actually played against a guy named Ed Reed that played for Central Tuscaloosa. He was the head coach of Central Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
They ran what they call the Notre Dame box. It's a version of the single wing. It's so many versions of the single wing, it'll make your head spin. So it's always been in the back of my head, and I ran little packages of it when I was in Georgia, when I was at South Atlanta coaching. So when he sent me that package, I was like, I've had this all along, but I was kind of nervous about running it because, you know, everybody likes that wide open spread look.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It's all about me. And, you know, I brought it to my kids. It was right after that first hurricane. We had a hurricane. Well, a hurricane scare. So I brought it to my kids, and, you know, they looked at it like, okay, what is this? But the best thing about it, they bought into it. And when we first put it on the field, you know, they didn't have the confidence. But it got better and better and better. And we finished the season off in a good note by, you know, beating youth school at the end of the year. So I think we raised a little noise with that. And the kids really bought into it, so the war cry, Fear the Wing, has become a big part of our program. And it's just confidence. It's a confidence boost.
And it's so, a no quarterback also, offense, right? I mean, you just have three guys in the backfield, and you snap it to one, and the other two block.
Other two block. We have guards pulling. All of them have the ability to throw the ball. We have four possible guys that can let the ball go at any time.
Awesome.
So for people to understand that this is just a run offense. This offense can create a lot of havoc because. It's like what Forrest Gump said. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. So,
considering you're from Alabama, I'll take that as kind of a reference point there.
I always say, hey, that's one of my favorite sayings. But, it also teaches team unity. I see a difference in our kids since we've been running this wing. I mean, it's just like more of a family atmosphere. Because we all bunched in together like in a phone booth. So you really get a chance to really know somebody. You got to trust that person.
Got
to really trust that person. And for playmakers, I'm going to be honest with you. You get the ball in your hands more than a spread offense because you're actually – all four of those guys are getting touches.
Yeah.
So you can't say you're not getting touches. So
what an excitement.
It's ideal.
Watching it kind of is fun as well. Monty, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Congratulations on what you've done and what you continue to do. I know you'll be right in that playoff mix again this coming year.
All right. Hey, just shout out to all my coaches, man. Thank you for everything you guys have been doing. Let's continue to work.
Hashtag fear the wing. See you later.
Fear the wing.
All right, buddy. Monty Dilworth from West Broward, 8-3 season last year, won the playoff game for the first time in school history. I know that's exciting, Robert Grieper. You know, the Bobcats doing some good things.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.